Hello and welcome to the Chingona Mindset Podcast. Here on Chingona Mindset, we will be focusing on that self-love, glow up, and all of that healing good stuff. I am here to share my own experiences and journeys. I kindly ask that you take whatever resonates and leave what doesn't. This is for our highest good and only for the highest of our good. I am here to share love and uplifting energy, and I thank you kindly for being here. And if you have not done so yet, please feel free to follow Chingona Mindset Podcast on your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And feel free to share this episode with a loved one if you feel like they will resonate as well. Once again, thank you for vibing with the Chingona Mindset Podcast. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for vibing with me. And again, thank you for following me on this journey of mine, this wild journey of mine. To be honest, I don't think that I can ever thank you enough to those that have listened to my episodes, that have subscribed to my podcast or downloaded or interacted with my podcast at all. Like, I'm seriously, like, always so mind blown when I see that feedback or hear feedback from friends and family, or even just like people that I've come across paths with, and they've connected. So it's honestly a huge honor, and I'm just so blessed. And like I said, I don't think I can ever like stop expressing my gratitude for that. And I'm just truly so grateful and thankful for each and every single one of you. And today is another day, you guys. We are so blessed to be here. We are so blessed to be living, to be breathing, to be experiencing, to be just a being, to be a being on this planet, to be given the opportunity to live on this planet and create a life and create a journey for ourselves. We are so honored and so blessed to be able to be an opportunity to this planet, and to be able to provide for this planet and provide for those around us and for ourselves, for our families, for our children, for our grandmothers, for our grandfathers, for our communities, for everything around us, for the animals, and for just in general, just life on this planet right now. So on today's episode, I'm just like really feeling super inspired by a few things, you know, that I have come cross path with. And I'm feeling super inspired by, you know, mentors that don't know that they are my mentors, but they truly are, seriously, a huge part of my journey, and who I feel really relatable to when it comes to receiving mentorship from. And that being Snow the Product. I know that is so weird, right? But she is a dope-ass female rapper, and I feel so inspired by her this morning. And I also feel very inspired by Pepe Aguilar, the Hispanic Mexican songwriter. They just had a podcast episode air recently, and I just felt so inspired by it. And I also felt very inspired by a book that I'm currently reading, and it's just so crazy to me. It's just so insane how many natural, like organic signs are coming into my life that are really like talking to me, and they're talking to me very loudly, and they're just like really pushing me to take action and really stick to my true identity and take action towards those, you know, what I re- what I am calling my identity, what I am considering to be who I want to be and who, I'm sorry, and what kind of life I want to live. It is a fucking hard journey. And I think by now that we all have come to realize that, you know, like, this isn't no walk at the park, in the park, you know, this isn't just a stroll on this, on the beach where it's like, oh, all, you know, rainbows and stuff. And I've mentioned it to you guys previously in past episodes. I've mentioned it to you guys on my Instagram. I've mentioned it. I'm someone that's very open with accepting that this journey is not an easy journey. I am someone that's very open to accepting that in all journeys, there will be, you know, situations, there will be obstacles, there will be boundaries that we have to overcome, that we have to figure out how to maneuver around them, how to take the action and not let those boundaries, those obstacles, those situations, those problems, those worries affect us and stop us on the journey. And I'm just like feeling super inspired. I'm feeling super inspired by a few things that were said on that podcast. And it's on YouTube. So if anyone wants to, you know, go and tune in, it is a 3-hour podcast that took me quite some time to listen to, you know, because I do have a life, I do have family, I do have kids. So I like take time throughout my day to listen in and, you know, finish the complete podcast. And it was just so inspiring in so many different levels, because in that episode, a lot of the, you know, taking action and being who you want to be and, you know, learning to not attach yourself to specific things and, you know, learn how to be independent and to really speak your voice and be your voice of what you want and who you want to be and what is it in life that you are going towards, what is it in life that you are trying to achieve, you know. I'm kind of going through this hard time right now inside internally, and I've been going through a hard time internally, you know, like there's been a lot of things that I like am trying to heal. Not that I am trying to heal, that I am healing. So let me rephrase that, because I'm not going to try to heal them. I am rehealing all the time, and I am healing, and I am going to heal those wounds, you know, and those things that have programmed me in the past, and I'm going to work towards those healed, you know, stories of mine. And so with that, like I struggle internally with, you know, feeling confident and feeling fully accepting of myself, of me being a podcast host, of me being someone successful, of me having a voice, of me carrying the knowledge. It's something that I struggle with. It's something that I have a hard time fully accepting and feeling very confident in when it comes to me, you know, when it comes to me being who I know that I want to be. And that is part of this journey with my podcast, you know, it's part of this me having the courage to come on here and speak and basically just share what I have to share with everybody. And this episode, you know, and the book that I'm reading, it really like is like, whew, it's hitting, como se dice, like hitting the nail or hitting the nail with a hammer. I don't know what the phrase is, but something along those words. It's like, it's in my face. And not only that, like not only, okay, I listened to the podcast and I read the book. The situations, the things that are happening around me are kind of, well, not, I'm going to rephrase that as well, because I don't want to beat around the bush either. They are circulating back to this exact aha moment, which is take the action, take the fucking action, stop letting shit around you really influence your mind of, you know, belittling of what you are capable of, or belittling your knowledge or your wisdom or your craft, your, you know, your talents. Stop allowing the other BS that's happening around you. And not only even just happening around you, but even the stuff that is happening, like, on social media that triggers these mind fucking stupid thoughts, like, that run through your mind. They're like, oh, they're judging me. Oh, what if they don't like it? Oh, what if I sound funny? Or, oh, what if I don't, you know, all of those things. Stop allowing them to hold power against you. Stop allowing those things. Really, like, take control of you not taking the action. And I'm struggling with that. I'm struggling with that a lot because I am a human being. I am a human being that is a mom, that is a wife, that grew up, whatever, and has this, you know, I am a human being that goes through life struggles. And it is really hard to be someone in my mind, like, oh, I'm a podcaster, you know, and believe in myself and really think that that is who I am, and that is who I want to be, and that is what I feel, the deep calling within my soul, and that I have that. And it's hard for me to sometimes believe that and to really just allow myself to believe in my own identity with that being part of it, because of the things that happen in my head, the things that are passing through my head. So I feel super inspired. I feel super motivated. About this, you know, I feel like I'm like, yes, like, I gotta keep taking the action. I have to keep doing what I'm doing, you know, no matter what. Like, I see all of these podcast episodes, podcast channels, like, popping up and, like, starting up. And there's some that are, like, blowing up instantly or taking, you know, a few more weeks, but still, like, reaching a lot of people. And they're not even, like, consistent in, like, or they're just like two or three episodes in, and it's just like, well, okay, well, I have 37 episodes, you know. But then it's like, I can't allow myself to think that way, because then I'm gonna just set myself up for failure, thinking that, oh, my podcast isn't gonna reach a lot of people, it's not gonna grow, it's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna flourish, it's not gonna bloom into something that I want it to bloom into, because I'm allowing myself to give power to those thoughts, you know. So with that being said, like, me going back and circulating back into that inspiring moment is that I need to change my thought process. I think that right now, recently with the time that has been passing and the energies that I've been feeling and the emotions that I've been, you know, experiencing and everything that has been going on, I'm kind of not, like, being 1,000% honest and giving myself the belief that I know that I should be giving myself, especially being this far into the journey, into this podcast journey, you know, especially being, you know, have put myself out there, and I'm trying the best that I can, and that's all that I can do, you know, and that's all that I can do today, and that's all I can do tomorrow, and that's all I can continue to do, is do my best every single day. But then there comes a point where it's like, okay, now I have to create a vision, I have to create more of a, like, what is it that I'm holding myself back from, you know? What is it that I'm holding myself back from? Is it that I'm literally just, like, not? I don't know. And so, I don't know. I can't tell you. But yes, girl, like, I feel so, like, I can truly just go on and on and on and on and on, but I kind of don't want to go on a rant and just really, I don't know. I'm lost for words at the moment, you know? But the fact is, the point is, the reason is that I am inspired, and that I am already successful. I am already successful in what I am doing, and I already started this journey. I already continued to start paving, or how can I say, I already started paving the way. I already started my, you know, my path, and I should be proud of myself. I should be proud of myself. I should be very, I should continue to believe in myself. I should continue to believe in my dream. I should continue to follow my dream. And whether I get the support or not from the people that I thought I was gonna get support, or I want to get support from, or that, you know, I was like, oh, you know, they're gonna support me, or whatever it was, whatever it is, whether I get it from them or not, I shouldn't allow myself to give my power away to those thoughts, because I fucking did it. I already started. Sorry guys for the jets. I do live in a Navy town, and I can't stop the jets. So they're gonna come out in this episode, and they're kind of like not stopping. They've been going fast, but I should not allow myself to give my power away. I should not allow myself to fall in those patterns of like accepting things that aren't real, accepting things that are not like my reality, you know. And my reality is that I'm a freaking badass. Yo soy una chingona. Yo tengo una mente chingona. Yo estoy haciendo la lucha. I am fighting for what I want. I am fucking amazing. I am just as successful as anybody can be. And I, for once, I want to applaud myself so damn hard for even starting this podcast, for even pursuing the, you know, the whole experience of recording, of experiencing, of doing the whole little edit of the intro, putting in the little song, making it sound good, putting it on MP3, downloading it, putting it up onto my platform that does all of my streaming for me, and doing what I'm doing. I am, you know, not the best at it. You know, maybe there's other episodes out there, other podcasters that sound way better than I do, or have a little bit more of a like better setup, or have even a better way of when they are you know, doing their episodes. They have more of like a timeline of what they're saying, when they're saying it, or what's going on, or what is this, or how many minutes each episode is. I don't have none of that. I don't have none of that, because at first, when I started this podcast, I did think of all of that. I was like trying to have the perfect podcast, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and like, I'm gonna write, I'm gonna have a little thing that tells me to stay on track, and all of that, right? Like all of this stuff. You think of podcasting, you think all kinds of different things, right? And I thought of that, and I was like, all right. And it didn't work for me. It didn't work for me, because that's not the type of person I am. And that is why I feel inspired by the people that I mentioned this morning. I'm saying this morning because I watched the podcast episode this morning and I finished it this morning. But that's why I'm inspired by Snow the Product. That's why I'm inspired by Pepe Aguilar. Because they are not following guidelines. They are not following this little pamphlet that says, okay, this is the question, this is the question. They're not following, you know, a questionnaire, or they're not following like a timeline. They're just doing it. They're just taking the action. They're taking the action in their own ways, in their creative ways, in their own happiness, in their own success, and they're just believing in themselves. And there will be times, there will be a lot of times where we question ourselves. We question where we're at, how we're doing things, why we're doing it that way, why this, why that. There will always be times like that. There is going to be times like that because we are human. But, yes, okay. What about that? What is that us thinking, us questioning? Yeah, okay, we'll sit in it in sorrow for a little bit, you know, and we'll be like, oh man, like shit, like this is happening, right? But then it's like, you just continue to take the action. Take the action and take the action. And along the way, believe in it. Believe that that is part of your identity. You are that person. You are, you know, as for Snow the Product, you are that rapper, songwriter, and performer. For Pepe, you are that, you know, ranchero, that Mexican songwriter, you know, that singer, ese cantante, el mariachi, you know, you are that person. He is that person. And as for me, that's where I have to be like, I am that person. I am that Chingona Mindset mom, podcaster, and crystal shop, because I love fucking crystals. And I think that that's maybe something that I've also been struggling with is my crystal shop, is that I sometimes feel very intimidated when it comes to that. I feel very intimidated when it comes to my crystals and like spreading awareness and the knowledge in regards to the crystals, because I am human and I'm not gonna lie to you. I do sit around, and when I am on my business page, I tend to like scroll around and, you know, look at other people that are doing what I am doing or the things that I want to do. And I kind of just like be like, oh man, like I don't look like that, or I don't sound like that, or I don't have those type of crystals, or I don't have a big crystal, or I don't have, you know, I don't have this. And then I kind of like fuck myself. And to be honest, that's what it is, you know, right? That's what it is. I am. And I like get in this mindset where I like question my own power, my own wisdom, and what I have, what I carry within in regards to that. And this all, you know, like it's like a full circle moment. This all comes down to it. This all comes down to this, to that, you know, that whole take action, that whole like be yourself and believe that's who you are, and that's part of your identity, and that's okay to be different. It's okay to be that person that does that. It's okay to be, you know, that podcaster. It's okay to be that mom. It's okay to be that business owner. And it's okay, you know, we just have to accept it. We have to accept that those things that we want, that especially if it's like you want beautiful things in life and you want to live life to the fullest, it's like, what actions are you taking towards that? And then it's okay to accept it. It's okay to accept that you are wealthy. It's okay to accept that you are abundant, that you are knowledgeable, that you are wise. It's okay to accept that you are strong, that you're a warrior, and all of those things, you know? So I think that's why I was so inspired this morning. I was so moved. I was so motivated to really come on to this episode today and just freelance it and just free vibe with it, you know, vibe with whatever wisdom I got today, and kind of just spit it out and be who I am and be who I want to be and be me and be Samantha, you know, be Sammy, La Chingona Mindset, the one that I know that I am. But sometimes I tend to put her to the side and put her feelings and put who she is. I tend to put it to the side and really it, like not feed it. And that's what I need to do. I need to stop doing that. So yeah, that's why I feel super inspired. I feel super like yes, queen. Yes, like do it. Like take the action. Take the action no matter what it is, because this is unscripted. This is unscripted. I don't have a script. I don't want to do this scripted. I don't want to be like have everything be perfect. Like that's just not who I am. That's just not what this podcast is. Maybe in the future when it's more evolved and, you know, things change, there's probably gonna be, you know, a shift in this episode and these episodes and this podcast and the seasons, you know. But right now the season that I am in, the season that I want to share, the season that I want to, you know, live at this present moment, is the unscripted version. It's the unscripted version of who I am, what I carry, what I share, and what I feel and what I experience. I don't want to be a scripted version of anything or anyone, or feel that I have to dress a certain way or act a certain way or look a certain way or, you know, anything. I just want to be me. I want to be the most authentic, most beautiful, unscripted version of myself at this moment, in this season. And that is this podcast. That is me. That is who I am. And I don't have rules to it. I don't want to have rules to it. I don't want to live a scripted life or be like, it has to be this certain way, it has to sound this certain way, it has to look this certain way. I don't want that. I don't want that. And I don't want to experience a journey that is going to take me into the path of being that way. I want to be free. I want to feel. I want to experience. I want to take the action of where, like, I want to take the actions that are necessary to get to where I want to get to. But I want to live the most beautiful, most free, most, like, magical journey while I am on that way, you know? While I'm taking that path, while I'm going in that direction of receiving the success that is the success for me, not for you, not for her, not for him, not for them, not for they. The success and the abundance that is here for me, you know. And like, now you hear my baby, she's here. That's how unscripted I want this to be, you know. So I just wanted to share that. I just wanted to put that out there because I am taking the action, whether it feels like it or not. Sometimes where I feel like down on myself, or I feel like I'm like, oh my God, like I'm not being as consistent, or I'm not doing this, or I'm not doing that, and I put myself down for it, I am taking the action. And the action that is being taken is the action for my journey, is the action for my story, not your story. So I hope that, with that being said, all of you decide to take the action that is for your story, for your journey, for your experiencing life. And that you don't freaking let anybody influence you otherwise. That you live it to the most authentically, most beautiful, most freaking amazing way you want to live it. And you allow yourself to experience and to live your identity the way you want it to be. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining. And seriously, like I said in the beginning, I can't thank you guys enough. I am so honored. I'm just so blessed. I'm so thankful for each and every single one of you. The people that tune in, the people that listen, that are like about it. I love you guys. So adios, hasta luego, peace out, hasta la próxima, until next time.